The monster on the cover. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There is outrage over Rolling Stone giving Jahar Tsarnaev his rock star moment.
I feel like when you're on the cover of Rolling Stone, there's kind of a glorified connotation given to it. And
I feel like you're a rock star a little bit. Not him.
Yeah.
The headline says how a popular, promising student was failed by his family, fell into radical Islam, and became a monster. Except it doesn't really tell you how he became a monster, what mental process might have made this sweet, soft kid, as he was described, into a murderer, though we do get plenty of clues as to why he was thoroughly unhappy. His dad's arthritis got so bad that he lost his job. His mom started practicing Islam, which meant she wouldn't work on male clients at her salon and finally lost her job. The two divorced and returned to their native Russia. His sisters vanished into arranged marriages, leaving him to live with his brother, who was into radical Islam, much more than Jahar was. By the time Jahar had been in college for a year, he had a $20,000 debt and the family's remaining welfare payments had been cut off, and he was still bored and constantly smoking pot and apparently starting to believe the truther conspiracy theories he read on the internet. But that could describe a million people who hit bottom. Why would he become the guy who stuffed a pressure cooker full of gunpowder? Rolling Stone doesn't answer that question. We just read that he was a kid who saw his family fall apart, was bored, got involved with a religious guru, and spent a lot of time drugged up. Come to think of it, that does sound a lot like a rock star. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.